You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 72. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over that way is my co-host, Stone.
There you go.
The way. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great now. And that's why. Yeah, that's my plan now, is just when you're going to do all your stuff and talk, I need to make you laugh. I need to break you.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
How was your month?
We're here.
Yeah, I know. It's been a month already. And I was like, what? Already? No. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, crazy. What's going on?
Been busy. Busy.
Hey, chat room. Everyone. What? Excellent. Yeah. So what's been happening? I've got lots to talk about because lots has actually happened in a month.
Since the last time we played, or the last time we had the show. A ton has happened.
Yes.
Okay. So the patch came out. 735. Yes. Which brought in level scaling.
It's a whole new world of Warcraft.
So I will comment on it later, I think, maybe. I'm not sure. But yes. They did nerf heirloom gear a bit. So that you level slower. They did nerf recruit a friend so that you can no longer get 300%. Don't yawn, because that's rude, Lita.
I didn't yawn.
Yeah, I saw you.
Solid one.
And now it's like 50%, but it won't. Yes, but it won't be. It won't compound with your heirloom gear. So if you don't have any heirloom gear, then you can do recruit a friend. That's right. They have slowed things right down.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
This is completely return on investment. It's called ROI. They put money into putting in the new races. And in order for them to get that returned, they need you to level. And the longer it takes you to level, the more return on that investment they get. I've seen this elsewhere. People are saying, oh, they're trying to ruin our fun. No. They're trying to make sure that the leveling experience is smooth. Overall smooth. And
yeah.
I've personally leveled a couple characters up to 40. And it is pretty smooth. It feels weird being able to go back into old zones and still leveling stuff at level. And everything goes up to your current level. It's just, you know, if you have your heirloom gear, you can get 55% bonus XP. Okay, because you get the extra ring that you may not get is the extra 5%. If you do not have any, you can get recruit a friend, which is 50%, but it won't go higher than the 55 if you put on all of your heirloom gear anyways. So they've really cut it back. They nerfed XP that you got from engines, and then they kind of bumped it back up, but they made a little tweak to it where if you are partied with characters that are higher level than you and they are running you through stuff to make you get the quest XP and all that, you will get significantly lower XP.
Oh.
Because they do not want you to be run through stuff. Again, the return on investment. They if you are leveling with a character with your friends that are the same level as you, or maybe just a teeny tiny bit higher or something, you'll get normal XP. But they've actually bumped that up a little bit since they put in a hot fix the other day.
Right. So this is a real 180.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to Wrath, Miss Kata, where it was all very focused on level now, level fast, get up to speed. If you're new to the game, you know, you want to be max ASAP. This is how you can do it. Use the elixir boosts, use, you know, this, that, and the other. Whereas they've done a 180 to go, hang on, and, you know, it's kind of like, well, enjoy the process of leveling again, take it slow, in, you know. That's what it feels like listening to what you're saying, that it's really done a 180 from what they've been pushing the last couple expansions.
Oh yeah, this is to make sure that the money that they put in for developing the new races and adding them in is making the money. It also encourages folks to rethink about buying level boosts that may not want to spend as much time to level a character anymore and just go out buy a boost, which is also a lot of money too. Blizzard's here to make cash. Do not make any we know that they need to make cash, okay? Like, that's what they are about. They also want us to have fun, and I don't personally have a problem at all with what is going on. I think they need to make sure that the ROI is good for them to keep doing things like this, right? Because if they want to keep on adding in new races, they need to show that, hey, when we add these things in, bless you. That was my wife sneezing.
She's so good looking.
Yep. I know she is. Seinfeld. So they want to show that, hey, we put money into this and it's making us cash back either through people playing or through people buying more boosts, which is good because we want new races. We want new races. It's okay. Speaking of new races. Yeah. On the Q&A, Ian kind of let it slip. I think it was a slip, like a accidentally on purpose slip.
I was going to say,
And people are losing their minds because they think that orcs are going to go blue and these orcs won't be horde. And I'm like, are you joking? Like I don't know how people can be serious about this. And I don't know if people are trying to troll or what, but come on now. The other race that has been data mined, so it's not a lore thing, okay? So before we carry on, I'm not going to talk about lore. Like, I'm not going to talk about plot. I'm going to talk about more data mined info, right? Because I don't want to give things away, but this stuff is out there, so people know. We are going to have a new race that we'll be able to play that are called the Vulpira or something, and they're like these cutesy kind of fox people that, to me, they look like when you think of somebody that likes to cosplay, quote, furries, end quote. Okay, that's what it reminds me of, like the face, the shape of the head, kind of cutesy, that deal. We don't know how we will get them
cuter than Worgen.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right.
We don't know how we will get them. We just know that they were listed in the alpha as a playable race.
Right.
Eventually, one day we will get them. Who knows when? Because we know that we have two coming for the end of, when we hit 120. And those are the Dark Iron Dwarves and the Xandalari Trolls. We know those two are coming. They are good to go right now. They're just not going to unlock them until it's time. Yeah. And speaking of the alpha. Sorry, I call it a. It's called alpha, but it's not an alpha. This is a invite only beta. So they are a lot further along than alpha would usually mean. But yeah, Alpha's out. Alpha got sent invite only and to some folks that don't want to play the alpha and not to some people that, you know, I don't want to play the alpha because I don't want to spoil lore, but I think I can play the alpha and test some stuff out. Like,
oh, it would be good for you to have.
It would be great. I would love to be able to test stuff. Yes. One of the things that they've changed that I really want to test is attack power. Your spell. Sorry, melee classes. Any damage. Previously, that was taken from your weapon damage as the main thing. Now what they're going to do is make it AP. So it's going to be coming directly from your attack power, which means that always scales as you level up.
Oh, okay.
Which brings it in line with casters, because caster's spell casting power comes directly from int, and AP would come from either strength or agi. So this kind of brings it in line, and it takes away the need to buff weapons of some sorts. For irons, actually, I think this will be really good, but we'll talk about this on the other show. I want to test out how things work now compared to what's in alpha. Like, that's what I really want to test. So it's interesting. So they've made some changes like that. There's a few others that I think I put into the other notes, not in here. But there's lots of class changes and all that stuff. Not like tons and tons. Because they said that they kind of wanted to keep things okay. They wanted to keep things like close to what we have now. They are trying to slip in some of the weapon talents that we got into talents that we could possibly pick, or talents that are baseline. So talents that are on your weapon, you know how you put in like 1, 2, 3, 4 points into that specific one. Well, that could potentially be a new skill that you get, but not all of them, because that'd be insane. So we know Alpha's out. The interesting thing is that, if you didn't know, there were these casters that cast. I don't know where these guys are, but there's a bunch of these guys that just start to cast, and it's a really super long cast, like weeks worth of one cast. And so so basically there's these mobs that are casting one cast, and it's like a super slow cast that will take weeks. Okay. And they are not new. They have been around for at least 8 or 9 months, and it was then that people found them and were like, hey, when they finish the cast, that's when new things come out in WoW. So now they're doing this cast, and people have called calculated that the cast will finish sometime early March. Now,
wow. Okay.
Remember what I said about March? Something's going to be happening in March. We know something's happening in March. So we don't know what that is, but something's going to be going on in March. Whether or not it's the stat squish or the beta becomes open, we don't know.
Right.
The thing is that there's no squish on the PTR right now. The PTR is the current game. So Ominia says Warcraft 3 remaster. No. Nope. Nothing to do with WoW, man. Sorry. So I would think a big thing like the squish, like that's a big deal. I kind of feel like that would require more than 4 weeks. If we look at early March, we're going to do a little something live. We're going to do a little exercise live here. Okay, so we are, let's say the next, so usually we get a patch released on a Tuesday, correct? So,
yeah.
The next Tuesday is the 20th. Obviously, there's anything going to big be released then. The 27th, they can't release anything huge then either, because really, is it going to take them, or are they going to be satisfied with a week and a half of testing? No. So we start looking at March the 6th or March the 13th. And if you look at the cast on those and on those mobs being early March, I think March 6th is still too early. I think March 13th is the ideal date. And when you look at that, I don't think that they could test a squish in like 3.5 weeks. Right. Because 1, 2, 3, well, maybe about 4.5 weeks. We would need to see the PTR get updated pretty soon. If we see the squish come out on the PTR within the next week and a half, then I would bet that March 13th, you're going to see the squish come out on that day. And if it's not coming out and if the PTR doesn't get updated with the squish stuff, then we have beta coming out on the 13th. Because really, there is nothing else.
Okay.
We think that the squish will be a patch 7.4. It won't be the 8.0, because the 8.0 will include the world event if they have one. And that won't be happening anytime until June. And that, I mean, that's just conjecture based on what we see. But
yeah,
now that we see the caster thing saying that something is really going to happen on March, in March, I am willing to bet bottom dollar March 13th. We either have squish or beta. If we don't see a squish PTR by even the 20th, like this coming Tuesday, or even like, yeah, because it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's like 3.5 weeks even right now. It's just, you know, it's too short a period to test a major patch like a squish. So,
okay,
we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think pretty much that's it. As I'm picking my ear, but I'm not like digging. I'm like, it's itchy, like right here. Like it's like itchy just on like the little thing that pops out. Man.
Yes, spider.
Spiders have laid eggs in my ears. Well, great. Is that a thing that happens down there or what? Is that something that happens
to people?
Oh, man. Doesn't happen here.
Yeah. Well, it happens in places.
Oh, man. So World of Warcraft news? Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that has happened. And a lot of stuff is going to happen.
Ooh. It's a lot. And most of that I had no clue about. So I'm like, okay, wow. Right.
And I'm still going to go on record to be like, I think the next expansion is coming out a lot earlier than folks think. Like, end of June.
And I'll go July on record to say I don't care. I don't care when it comes out because I got too much to do as is.
Yep.
So it'll be here when it's here as far as I'm concerned. So I don't worry about those things. I'll just keep plugging along and killing off tunes. Anyway,
can you think of another expansion that has kept you so busy? Like day to day.
Not as busy. Mists was pretty full on. I was doing a lot of archaeology, though.
Archaeology was the one thing. Yep.
Not just that, but that was a big part because those achievements, which I still need to finish.
Oh my goodness, those are horrible.
And even Draenor. Like, even Draenor, I was going around doing the pet battles, trying to get the pets, get enough, like the rare, the bell, the little hippo, not hippo, but the little hippo, like they were ones. It took me a while to get those ones. Killing all the rares, some of the rare stuff that would only spawn like at ridiculous times of the day. Mm-hmm. But Legion is, I would say, like 10 times more intense because there is so much. There's so much I want to do on later. I'm not so concerned about the alts. I'd like to get a few more to 110, but yay for the app. So
yeah.
But at the same stage, just and trying to do everything else that I'm trying to do because I am an altaholic, really. So the challenge tunes, as well as trying to get the stuff done on leader that I want to get done, you know, fishing, archaeology, all of that. You know, chasing achievements, going back. It just does not end, which is great. But at the same stage, it's like, oh my gosh. It's just, there's so much I want to get done. And it's not going to get done. It's going to be the same feeling of, it's here, you know. BFA's here and I didn't get done what I wanted to get done, and I can't pay 24/7. So,
oh, you can't?
It's like
you're not a robot.
I can't.
No.
Nope. So, yeah. So I just gotta plod along and just keep going. Okay, it's okay. You know, we get done, and then we'll have to go back. Mind you, I said that about Miss, and I still have to get those archaeology achievements done. Anyway, one day, it's good. There is so much variety to do in game. Like, really.
Yeah.
It's great. But some people get burnt out. I'm not burnt out because there is just so much that I want to get done that I still love it. I still love logging into the game, you know? Whereas for other people, it's now they're kind of like, yeah, I want BFA to be here. Whereas I'm like, no, slow down. I don't want it yet. So anyway, we'll see. We'll just keep plodding. How about you?
I think you've achieved a fair bit. Well, yeah, but I think for the first time in a long time, because I like my alts, I used to have one of every class on both factions at max level. That was Wrath of the Lich King.
Yep.
And I was able to continue that in Cataclysm, continue that in Mists, continue that in Warlords even. I mean, I'm not saying that I completed everything. I just got every class up to max level on both factions until now.
Mm.
And as soon as Legion launched, the playstyle and all that, I knew that this was not an expansion that I would be playing my alts on. And I mean, I still have leveled up a few of them, but I am not even close to having even half of them at max level. So this is certainly like, and it's not because it's more because, you know, I want, like, there's too much to do on my main, which is which is a good problem to give your players. Right? So, I mean, I'm not complaining about it at all. I actually like that there is so much for me to do. There are ways for me to play the game without having to play one particular way. Like when Mythics first came out, Mythic Five Mans, I was like, nope, I didn't want to do it because the place I was in almost made it like you have to do it in order to get good. And I didn't want to do them because I didn't want to feel forced to run these things over and over and over every day because I knew I was going to get burnt out. I played it my way. I was able to get my AP up and all this stuff and my weapon good enough that I could still play and raid and all that stuff. So it's, you know, I really like that Legion gave me many ways to participate and not have just one single route. Right. Like I could participate in PvP if I wanted to. But I didn't have to. And then because of my class, I had like a way to complete the quests without actually being there. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's cool.
Because I don't PvP, right? So sure. So you've clicked on the on my name in our week. So I think that's your cue for me to move on. Right?
No. Sure, but I just random clicked.
See, I read into things. Do you want to do your week first? Okay, go.
All right. So with everything that's happened, the pre-order for Battle for Azeroth came out. So pre-order done. I'm like, here, once again, seriously, Blizzard, this should just be the option. Just take my money. Take my money. You know I'm going to pre-order. It's going to happen. So we got a boost. Got a free boost. Yes, that was awesome. So I ended up boosting my Druid on one account and my Pally on the other account. So that gave me two more 110s.
Nice.
To run through stupid, stupid dungeon, which we'll talk about in a minute. But yeah, so that was okay. Like, I was like, yep, that's cool. I didn't have a Druid or the Pally. Pally was 60. I think the Druid was 80. Oh, that's right. The Druid was my Druid that I had for doing the achievement in Alduar. You know that specific achievement that everyone has to have that certain level gear? They had to have. We worked really, really hard to get that one. And in the end, I locked her at 80. Like, it was just, you know, and I thought about it and I thought, well, I had a lock to 80 in case we were ever going to have to do it again. And I was like, seriously, she's been at locked at 80 for what, 3 years at least, say, possibly four, but a while. And I went, yeah. And I was healer on her. So I figured, you know what, I could do with 110 healer. Why not? Like, really? So I did. So that was kind of cool to have her. And then my Pally was the Pally that I was leveling with the boys in our healer group. But again, because we've been so busy, we're not having time to do the things that we previously were able to do because there's so much current stuff we're trying to do. And it's just, so I just went, well, instead of making her the healer, why don't I just make her a tank? I don't have a pally tank. Let's make her a tank, and boosted her. So I was like, sweet. Okay, that'll do. So that was cool. And then, of course, we get the new allied races, which was really, that was cool. But you had to unlock them. So I did. I just went gung-ho. I'm like, okay, I'll do Nightborne first, then I'll do High Mountain. And then I was a bit confused about for what was going to happen Alliance side, because the way I read it, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to get exalted with my Alliance. But when I logged into my Alliance, because I was exalted with everything with Leader, there was no problem. So I was like, oh, thank goodness, because I'm thinking, oh, it's going to take me 3 months to get all this rep on my Alliance leader. It's going to be, and I just kept going, ah, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be ages before I can unlock the Alliance ones. But nope, it was like, here, go do this. Which one do you want to do? So I did Void Elf. Yeah, I did Void Elf first to unlock that. That was, I'm not going to give any spoilers away for those that have not done it yet, but I found that in particular to be very interesting. Like all the others were, but the Void Elf in particular was very interesting for me with story and lore. Okay. What I'll say.
I have not done that one yet.
Okay, I'd just say it's really interesting. Cool. If you do not get to the end of that and turn around and go, no, leader, it's that was meh, then I'll be really surprised. So let me know what you think once you got to that.
Wait. Are you talking about the unlocking scenario in questline? I did do it, but now I don't remember.
Okay.
I will have to.
Well, I don't want to give anything away. We'll talk about it later. And then I did the Lightforge Draenei.
Yep.
Was the other one. Yeah. That one, that was okay, but it just seemed to go on for a bit. And I was like, are we done yet? No. Okay. It's like, okay, right. So I got all of them done. So that was cool. And then I was like, well, they start at level 20. Do I really want to make? Yeah, let's make an alt. let's do it. So I made a Nightborne Mage because I don't have a mage max level on my main account. So I thought, right, I'll make the mage. That's fine. And I'm not going to boost her. I'm going to try and slowly level her because if you get her to max, yes,
you'll get heritage armor.
That's it. Yeah. So, and then I was like, so I started leveling her, and then I was like, yeah, but High Mountain Taurens are really cute too. So I made a shaman, which I'm
so sorry.
I know, but I seriously don't have a shaman. And I'm like, no, you are not going to delete her. You need to level her. So I ummed and ahed. It was like warrior, shaman, warrior. And I'm like, I've got a goblin warrior. Do I need another warrior? Really should have something that I don't have. Hence why I went with the shaman. And then I did make a void elf, but not as a regular. I have made a void elf, but I've not logged into her for a regular one. I did make a void elf warlock, though, as a bloodthirsty. So I just figured I'd try for pretty much, you know, for a bit of fun to see what that was like. Interesting. But yeah, the mage, I've got to 31. It was a bit, it was so exciting. You know, when you log in, you start with one gold. I was like, oh my God, yeah. I've got one gold.
Yep.
I was so excited because I was like, and then of course, being, you know, I was like, yep, send her over some gold from me, you know, from the bank tuna anyway. Give her some bags, set her up, make sure she's got everything ready to go. Well, they started
with 10 slot bags, which is not bad.
No, I mean,
it's not bad. It's pretty decent for level 20.
I
know.
I was surprised. And the green gear was like, yeah, this green gear is pretty decent. Like, I'm pretty wrapped in it.
To Bartos. Yeah, so, I love that guy. He was funny.
So that was interesting. So I've got the mage to 31. So that's cool. And we will get that because I really like to get the heritage armor on, you know, on each of those classes. But everyone knows I'm not a fast leveler, so I'll get there eventually. And then the all-consuming thing that I have been doing which is just ended, which I am bitterly upset about because I honestly thought when I looked at the calendar last night that I had one more run, which was going to be today. And it wasn't when I logged in and I was like, everything's gone. Tickets are gone. The tokens are gone. Everything's gone.
Yep.
So Love Dungeon.
You love the Love Dungeon.
16 tunes I ended up running because they wouldn't take anything from 98 or above was what would drop the heart-shaped box. Anything that you run under that would drop a different box, which did not have a chance for the mount. So I was like, I am not running every tune like I did last year, because I was running about 36 tunes a day last year. So I got to 16, so 217 tries just this year. Zero, zip, nada, zilch, once again.
That's it?
So, that's it. So, so upset because I had all this stuff. I had my tokens. I was going to buy some stuff with the tokens. Not enough to get, like, the heirloom upgrades or anything, but I was going to get a couple things, and I log in, and I'm like, everything's gone. It's finished. It's finished.
Oh, time zones.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's been my fun time. What have you been up to?
I didn't really run the Love Dungeon a whole lot.
No, funny about that.
Yeah, I didn't really need to.
Yeah. We all know, Stone. We all know. Mind you, thank you. You did help me a couple of times for coming to tank. For me, and I appreciate that. So thank you for helping me do that.
Trying to tank on a brewmaster that I had no idea how to tank with. That was fun times.
It was funny, but
yeah, it was fun.
You did fine.
I also forgot that this is Chinese New Year, and you see these red envelopes? We forgot to give them.
Yes!
Carrie, could you take these off my hands, please? Echo Queen? And can give it to them now. The day's not over yet. So, yes, Year of the Dog. Sorry. I just noticed them right here, and I'm like, woo, it's like kind of, you know. Okay, so I had already unlocked the High Mountain and the Nightborn because I had those reps like long time ago, just playing, right? And the problem is that I did not have the reps for the Alliance races because I'm not really a fan of how Argus is laid out. It's like the Timeless Isle, but on like roids, like major roids. So you can't fly anywhere.
Can't fly, yep.
the paths and the roads kind of dip underneath each other, and it's like you have to go south and then turn around and then to get to the spot that's like
do
right above 180
like, come and on, go man. Up. Yeah.
So it's just stuff like that. That stuff kind of bugged me. And
Wastes is worse.
And it kind of, you know, and it was like
Antorian Waste.
Yes. Is,
I hate that place. I hate that place.
Macquarie wasn't too bad. They've got a few spots where it's like, come on, man. Like, you have, like, you can't just go directly to it.
Yeah, but it's not like Antorian Waste is. Oh, I hate that place.
So I haven't been playing in Argus as much. I mean, I have been a little bit, but, you know, it's not enough to be close to unlocking the new races. So, I was at. I was at about, I'm going to say about 8,000 away for each of them to get to exalted. So that's not too bad. Like I know some folks that are still in honored because they just don't want to play it. And it's like, I mean, I can understand. But so I basically was able to use the fair for a little bit of a boost. And I completed every single quest on Argus. So every world quest, as soon as one would pop up, I would go over there and do it. I kept them clean for about 4 or 5 days. And I finally got the reps.
And last week was the bonus to world quests, sure.
Yes. Yes, I did that.
So you had that
I completed the world quest one after I had already gotten my reps, so I didn't really need to, but I didn't. And anyways, on one of my other tunes, so I was able to unlock all of the races. I rolled a Lightforged Draenei, which was pretty cool. The Portos. I thought he was kind of funny. Then he got kind of like, okay, man, dude talks about himself in the third person. It's funny at first, but, you know, like, come on. the Portos. But I will never, I will always remember him. So that's good, I guess. I did the night. Wait, did I do the night? No, I did the High Mountain. Okay, so I basically unlocked them all. But I can't remember the Void Elf one. And maybe I'm thinking, maybe I've completed the rep, but I didn't unlock it. Because the one that I'm thinking of is the Nightborn one, and that's a scenario. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and relook at things.
Well, they all had scenarios.
No. The high mountain one was more of a quest chain that did not have a scenario where it was like you're in there and you have to go fight things and all this stuff. You were like going in there doing quests to another quest hub, to another quest hub, to another quest hub. It just didn't stop. And then finally it stopped. Void Elf, I can't remember if it did or not. I know that Lightforged Draenei had a scenario and I'm pretty sure Nightborn did. But Void Elf, I can't remember.
It did, because you go specifically to a certain place. So, that definitely is. But now I can't remember. I can't remember High Mountain at all.
And the Void Elf one are basically two people talking, right? That you would think would never be talking, right? One person goes to visit the other person, then you're like, whoa, interesting, right? Okay. So yes, I've done them all. It's just I mean everything's a blur, man. There's just so much stuff. So one of the things that popped out at me at Argus was, hey, I forgot there's mounts here that I could get. And I'm a mount guy, right? So we'll segue into my mount runs, because when I was doing the quests over there, I actually got a mount to drop I think it was the Venom Spite mount, and I wasn't even trying for it. I was just, okay, it was just one of the rares that was up. So I was like, okay, kill it. And hey, I got a mount.
Cool.
And then I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. There's mounts here. So just running through all of the mounts that I got this past month, I got the Clutch of G-Kun. So that is the last mount I need for Throne of Thunder.
I didn't know that. Awesome. That's exciting.
So Throne of Thunder, which I actually raid, except for the bridge. The bridge is the worst. Mm. Can we please turn the bridge off? I mean, it really?
Yeah.
Bind now. Yeah. It's not a big deal anymore. I mean, it was because it's current. It's not current anymore. Okay, but bye-bye Throne of Thunder. Don't need to go back. Pets are all pets have been long done. Achievements have been long done. I'm not going back until they add maybe more pets in Cuticlism. If they Cuticlism raiding with leashes, I don't know if they'll add more pets in there because there were already pets in there. So I'm not sure. I also got the Argusian Reach mounts.
Mm-hmm.
Which were about 10,000 gold each when you max out your rep with them.
Yeah.
So bye-bye gold.
That was eight.
Yeah, I think it
eight
came out
of
to
them.
Yeah, no. There was like six of them or something. I don't think there's eight. Eight's a
I
little bit.
I thought it was
much.
Eight.
No.
There's a few.
There's one more that you can get that. Okay, so there's three more Argusian Reach ones that you can get from the Paragon reputation boxes, but not ones that you can buy. So I think there are five mounts in total, and then three extra ones from the boxes, which I kind of have a feeling I will never see those again because I mean, I'll probably go back in Argus when I'm like 120, you know, and hope that I can kick things butts really quickly.
Probably not, because it might still stick Gale.
No. It scales to like 112 max. It should. And if it scales more than that, I shake my fist at Blizzard. Shake my fist at you.
We already do.
I got one Falcosaur out of the four. So I got three more to go. Because I decided to start doing those ones. Allied race mounts. So I got those ones I got them all.
Work on them at all the same time. Did you not realize that?
Yes. Okay. I can work on them at all the same time and also on different accounts. Or sorry, different characters on the same BNet account.
No, you can do it on the same character.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, I can go jump on a different character and level it and then be like, oh, I need to do the pet quests here, and it doesn't and it will keep the progress so I got the new race mounts, so one each, which is pretty cool. So yesterday we were streaming, and I didn't stream all week, which is
wow.
Yeah, just on Monday and Wednesday, Carrie worked from home, so I can't stream then. And Tuesday, I was kind of feeling like poopy pants. Like, not pooping my pants, but just feeling like, wah, wah. That's what I call poopy pants. And Thursday, I just wanted to play by myself kind of thing. So I didn't really, you know. Anyway, so, but Grand Negus actually helped me get a... Okay, so basically, I found out that Hala, you know, that place in the Grand that changes faction, right? It has two mounts, and you can get the tokens from garrison missions, and I didn't know that, so I started flipping through all of my tunes to see if any of them happened to have it, and. None of them had it except for my one character, and that character didn't have the proper trait or something to be able to offset the mission. So the mission chance of success was only 50%.
Oh,
I was like, oh man. So we were trying to find something I could get that was already level 98, because the mission is level 98. And we found a few, and they didn't have the proper trait. We actually bought the trait re-rolling thing, and I spent 2,000 order resources, and it didn't actually change the trait on the follower because it's bugged out, and it's been bugged out for a little bit now, and Blizzard hasn't fixed it. So I spent the two, and then I'm like, why didn't it change? And it's like stayed the same. So I went to go check on Wowhead. Yep, it's been like that for a bit now. So I'm like, okay, well now do I go just with a 50% chance, or there's a fall? There is a fall. Where that you can get if you do an achievement in Blackrock Foundry, where one of the bosses, the boss is there with a friend of hers, and you need to kill the boss, but don't kill the friend. If you don't kill him, he becomes your garrison fall.
Okay, cool.
And he has the specific trait that you need. That I needed on that character. Yeah. And Negus actually ran me through all that stuff on normal, and we got it, and I was able to get the tokens, and I actually bought the mount today. There's actually another mount. There's two. So now I'm just waiting for the mission to pop up on another character or something. So thank you to Negus for that, for sure.
Nice.
The last thing I want to say is we are working on Coven on Heroic. I do not like this fight. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. This is a fight that relies heavily on RNG.
Yeah.
This is a fight that you can do everything perfectly and still die. Okay? So, case in point, one of the things that happened this past week to us was that there's at one part in the room, you'll get mobs that spawn that channel fire into the middle of the room. If you go into the fire, you will die. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
There's another part of this fight that will make it so that anywhere you go in the room, you will die. Except for safe zones.
Ow.
And these safe zones will spawn around the room. Now, in this particular fight, it just so happened that this one attempt, the safe zones spawned in the middle of the room where the fire was. So if we don't go in the fire, we're going to die. If we go in the fire, we will die. Right?
Yeah.
Fights like that, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it, because it's not a skill thing now. It's now reliant on whether or not the game has been like, hey, let's roll some dice, and if everything turns up good and you guys also have the skill, then you're okay. So, if Blizzard listens to this, please, like, can you hot fix it or something, where make the safe zones, make at least like one safe zone not be in the fire, or make it so that the safe zones will never be in the middle part or something, or make it where the safe zones are always in one spot. It's crazy. It's crazy. RNG on that fight, it really feels bad. The rest of the instance, there's some fights I don't like, but it's only because you have to be on your toes, and that's not bad. But overall, I think the rating, this whole expansion has been really good.
Okay,
it's really easy to focus on the bad, and currently, because Coven is our wall, and it feels like a wall that's not our fault. It's easy to blame that, but overall, I think the rating has been good. I don't think that there's any fights that have been bad, really, except for Coven. Coven overall, honestly, if it's just if you do everything in the fight perfectly and you can still die, there's something wrong, right? Like there's something wrong. And this is not a DPS thing. This is a RNG. RNG just wound up and said, "Nope, you guys are gonna die this attempt." Like, why? Why you do that to us?
Good old RNG.
We have three bosses left to complete Heroic, and I kind of feel like we're gonna be pushed up right against the wall again. I feel like when Coven is done, we know that Heroic Aggramar is not bad, and Heroic Argus is also not as bad. On Mythic, those fights are insane, but we're not going that far. We are not even close to being like that. So on Heroic, that's it for us. Please, Blizzard, please fix Coven, please. Okay.
Yeah.
That's been my week or month.
Month.
Although all this stuff kind of really more happened recently.
Yeah. It's been a lot happening the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Really. It's been intense. Especially with 7.3.5 dropping.
Yes. It kind of, you know, it would be, okay, as much as I don't want a huge lull, it would be nice to have a little bit of a lull. Just to have like a little time to breathe, right? The problem is, how much is enough?
Exactly. Right?
So and
I think they've done. Because what might work for you,
won't
work for me.
Yeah.
So maybe it is better to not. So we pace ourselves. I suppose that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is this you deal with this stuff over here? This is what we're given, and then how we deal with what we're going to do with it or play with or, you know, utilize. It's up to us to decide on that. So, but it is, I mean, it's crazy good. We've got so much, but it's also like,
I'm pretty sure Blizzard has done the math on when is the appropriate time. So they probably timed things out very well, and they have done so far. But it's, I think it's a little bit scary, not scary. If you do too much of a lull, you have the potential to lose the player's attention, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't do any, and if things are too quick, then people are going to get burned out and get mad that they can't complete, not everything, but complete in.
But everyone's different, and that's probably the hardest thing is because you've got people that will concentrate on this percentage of the game. So when they're done, they're like, "Nope, I'm done. I'll be back at next expansion." You know, like they'll have 6 months off, a year off, I don't know, whatever. They're like, "Yeah, no, I'm done. I'll wait till BFA comes out." You know, and you've got other people that are like, "Okay, well, I want to do everything." They try and do everything and get burnt out. And then they're like, "Nah, I just can't. I just can't." And then you've got others like us that just plod along with what we're doing. We're not going, well, we are going gung-ho to a certain degree, but we've got all these things we want to do and we plod along doing it. And we're still like, "Oh my God, I'm not sick of it. I have got so much more to do." You know, there's degrees of everything that we've got, which is good, but oh my gosh, there's so much to be done. Boy, oh boy, yes. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's good, though.
So, that's it. That's it for me.
It's been a big, big month for you. Look at all those mounts. Well done, though. So, what's your count?
Oh, you know what? Oh, okay. Okay, one last thing. I went to a website called warcraftmounts.com. Okay, and I had gone there before because I had an account. I rechecked everything, re-downloaded, blah, blah. I resynced my accounts. I have 417 mounts across the two factions and all that stuff. Yeah. Wow. But it showed me that I still need another 68 mounts that I want.
Wow.
So many.
But still.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's lots.
Yeah, it is.
The site was pretty cool to use. It shows you what mounts are from where. Lots of mounts are from a trading card game that you need to buy them online for. And it's like, money. I'm not buying them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There is one mount I would love to have is the rooster. Mm-hmm. And you can ride around on a big cock that just runs around, big cock-a-doodle-doo and all that stuff. You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but yes, great big rooster. And if I had that mount, I would almost consider not using any other mount. It looks like such an awesome mount. You're running around on a big chicken.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool. One day.
It's $1,500.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $1,500 real money.
If I win lotto, I'll buy you one.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
I'll buy you one. I'll buy me one.
There's actually a lotto for us. Should be drawing soon. So we'll find out if we've won $55 million.
Nice.
And if we have, we'll buy up some of the rooms over there, buy some BlizzCon tickets, and we'll invite some folks out.
Have a party.
Party.
Yep. Mm, cool.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. Fingers crossed. Yep. We can but dream. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, nothing else that we need to let people know about? That we need to talk about? No, I think we've covered everything. Okay, we'll wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Okay, all right. Okay, so where people can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email. We do enjoy getting proper emails at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Yep. Our Twitter is at ADVAzeroth, and we have got a Discord server, which is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can catch us live every month on twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. At STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. As well as the Wild Challengers podcast, which we're live every week on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. So that's tomorrow.
That's right. All right. And you can find me on Twitter. I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as the other show I do, which is Behind the Avatar. Which is, it's monthly. It's going once a month at the moment. So, yes. So, anyway, thank you, everyone, for the likes and retweets. We do appreciate it. Thanks to you guys for stopping in the chat room and saying hi and that. We appreciate that. Armenia and Nisi, thanks very much. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. All right. Well, Stone, you have a great month. Seems weird saying that. Have a great month. And everyone be safe and have a good month too of game playing and all that fun stuff. So see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompydeck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.